try again.
Hello, hello.
Hello, karibuni sana. Hi everyone, you're welcome back to the Lobe and Behold podcast with me, Melvin. And today, I have my very able co-host,
Isaac.
Isaac Manyewe. Okay, so Isaac, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You can introduce yourself.
Hello everyone, my name is Isaac Ochieng Ng'onga. I am a second year law student here at Africa Nazarene University.
Okay, all right, so you're welcome, Isaac. Isaac will be my co-host from now and going onward. So watch out for more content as we start again. So now today, before we start to the main topic of today, we want to start with a few questions to get to know Isaac and myself better. So I'm going to ask you, Isaac, what's the last thing you do before sleeping?
Hey. What's the last thing I do before sleeping?
Yeah.
I guess... Okay, number one.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a routine, ama? You just sleep, kama?
Hey, man, me
not everyone else. Okay.
But I'd say probably, you know, have a shower.
You shower before sleeping?
Yes.
Uongo. Hey! you shower every day?
Comrade, apende maji. I shower before sleeping. It's a lie.
Yeah, it's a lie. It's a lie. Don't lie to us.
But... I usually, you know, I read my Bible.
Uh-huh. Hey, okay.
Yes, I read my Bible.
Okay.
And then I go to sleep.
And then you go to sleep.
Yes.
Okay, so that's your routine.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
Don't have much.
I think for me, I usually think about tomorrow's plans.
And if I'm doing tomorrow,
I usually prepare myself psychologically. And yeah, I think before the last thing I do, last thing is maybe pray and then sleep. And then I usually watch a show.
You watch a show?
It's called Archer. You know Archer?
No.
On Netflix, yeah, that's what I watch. Anyway, that's number one. Question number two. What was a surprisingly good movie you watched?
Surprisingly good movie I watched.
Mm-hmm.
That was. Just the other day.
Top Gun.
Yes.
Top Gun Maverick.
But I was going to say Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I've never watched...
I've never watched any.
You've also not watched
it?
So I've watched Lord of the Rings and actually my roommate, Alex.
Alex, yeah.
Shout out Alex Bloom.
Shout out to Alex.
Woo! He suggested that I watch it.
Okay.
And that I'd get a feel of it. And indeed... The movie is 3 hours and 48 minutes long.
Come on, it's like Avengers Endgame.
It's very long, but it's worth it, yeah.
Okay, so for me, a surprisingly good movie, it's Avengers Endgame. Like way that movie was top tier.
And yeah, I cried, bro.
You cried when Iron Man died. Yeah. Me, I was this close to crying, but I didn't. Okay, so next question is, what are you passionate about?
Am I passionate about? I'm passionate about quite a lot of things. One, God.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you know, friends. I love people. Mm-hmm. I love people.
Yeah.
I also love, you know, interacting, doing stuff with my hands, basically.
You love doing stuff with your hands?
Yeah, I'm a hands-on.
You're a hands-on guy. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think I've noticed. And then, for me, what I'm passionate about is the law and making a change.
Oh, yeah, in the world. Law, actually, yeah.
You forgot.
Law school, I forgot.
So me, I think we can change the world, Unaona?
Yeah.
I am really passionate about the idea that we can change the world. People like Nelson Mandela, Barack Obama, you know, I'm interested in that type of change where
I become them.
You know, not necessarily like them, but if I could have that impact in the world positively, I would be glad. Okay, so what are your thoughts on politics?
Uh, what are my thoughts on politics, especially in my country.
We just read that the president of Kenya, Ruto, has said that Kenyans should give him 1 year.
1 year to bring
to change. bring Wunga prices down
from 230.
Hey, it's a lie.
So, but what are your thoughts?
My thoughts on politics in Kenya generally. I feel like we are still in a flux. We are still not yet there.
In a flux. Kizungu. We're still not there.
Yeah. Mm. As a country.
Yeah.
As much as we strive for, you know, more and more, I feel like we're still growing. We're still babies in the eyes of countries like the United States, the UK.
Mm.
You know, these first, you know,
The first world countries. I agree with you to some extent. But before that, I would like to ask the listeners. We really appreciate you listening to us, and we'd like to get your feedback. Spotify has a feature where you can actually send your feedback and thoughts. And if you send it, we'll feature your comments in the next episode.
Yes.
So my thoughts on politics in Kenya is, like Isaac has said, we are really down. Bad. We are down.
It's a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem. So I have a friend who was running for MP. Mm-hmm. Like, we were classmates here in law school, and he ran for MP after graduating. And one of the things he told me, you know, he was running in a constituency, I will not say, mm-hmm. but one of the things he told me is that the Kenyans there don't understand Tijui manifesto, Tijui you bring change.
Oh,
they just want their person.
Yeah.
And he was saying that he can't easily bring that manifesto type of vibe there.
Yeah.
So he's just going to play along that, mimi ni mtuwenyu, nisaidieni, tufanye hivyo. Although he did not get it, he actually garnered a few votes, unaona. But also, unaona, because we are not that mature politically, I think even the politicians can't take us seriously. So they end up giving us the same, they give us these narratives. Because they know us. They know we don't understand things.
And on that that note,
mm-hmm.
I know also our listeners here of the audience would love to be aware of, like, everything around them and around the places they live. And we as a country, I am personally doing a law unit called Social Foundations of Law.
Amazing.
And we just concluded with my group discussion the other day on generally the topic law and politics.
Law and politics,
So, with regards to that topic, I was, of the view that the Constitution, number one, is a fundamental key that keeps us in check. You understand?
Yes, Constitution.
So, the Constitution keeps us in check, and Kenyans have not yet, you know, they don't know their rights.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand
exactly
their rights.
Exactly.
So that's the problem we are facing as a country.
Yeah.
And we lack knowledge.
Yeah. Hey, ignorance is too much, but
we lack knowledge.
We lack knowledge. And like, I really agree with you, Nona. And that's why I actually started Amnesty in ANU, so that we can actually enlighten people on their rights and what they can do to bring change.
Yes.
So if you are in Nazarene, we have a club. It's called Amnesty International. Please join us every Tuesday in Hellstrom 6 from 4:30. Hellstrom 5 or 6, whichever one you find us in. So now the next question is, are you a competitive person?
Am I a competitive person?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a competitive person.
What shows that?
But not in that aspect of I want to be number one every time. No.
Okay. I think I want to be number one every time. I'm really competitive.
That's being selfish now. Right?
It's not selfish. It's, I don't know, but it's in me to always like be on top. Okay, another question. Who do you miss most right now?
Hey, man.
Who do you miss?
My girlfriend.
Don't lie. Hey, men can lie.
I miss my parents back at home.
You miss your parents?
Yes. I'm the only child, by the way.
You're the only child?
Yes.
Wongo.
I'm the only child.
Isaac, you're the only child.
Melvin, you'll know this in the podcast.
I didn't know. Yeah. You're the only child.
I'm the only child.
Hey,
I miss my parents.
No wonder you miss your parents. Okay, so you miss your parents.
Yes, yes.
For me, who do I miss? I think I miss the young me. Yeah, I think I miss him.
Why?
Anyway, that one is a question for another day. Okay.
You're dodging my question now.
Have you ever made a TikTok video?
Oh, yes. I have made a TikTok video, yes.
Okay. What is the best pet you've had, Amma, you can have?
I love dogs.
You love dogs?
I love dogs.
You're a dog person?
Yes, I'm a dog person.
Me too. I think I have a dog. She's called Cookie.
Cookie.
Yeah, she's a really good dog. Okay, so when is the last time you danced? But then, when are you any dancer? I know you're a dancer.
When was the last time I danced?
Yeah. It was the movie night, Amma.
The movie night.
The
movie night was one semester ago.
No, we had the other one in September, here in this semester. You don't remember?
I don't remember.
When it rained.
Oh, yeah.
We had a movie night again.
Oh, yes, I remember now. That was the last time I danced.
Okay, so I think that's it for the first segment of the show. Please let us know what you think about the politics in Kenya and any other thing you'd like to get to know. Yeah. All right.
Keep the conversation going. You can follow our podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Lo and Behold.
Okay, so you're welcome back to the second segment of the show. And today we just wanted to talk about you need to know if you want to join law school or if you recently joined law school. Okay. Yeah. So I'll start by asking you, Isaac, what's your experience so far with law school?
Hey,
law school,
man,
is the ghetto.
Hey, law school is tough, bro. But one thing I just want to let the audience know,
yeah,
is that, man, if you're passionate about law school and whatever you want to do,
mm-hmm,
do it.
Okay.
Do it. So for me, it was a little bit different.
Mm.
I always wanted to do different things.
Okay. What did you want to do by then? Was law your first choice?
No.
It wasn't.
Law
was
never
my
first choice.
What was your first choice?
I wanted to become a forensic scientist.
Hey.
Why?
Why?
Because I watched too much of The Flash, manze.
You watched Flash?
Flash. So I used to see Barry Allen, manze.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do that.
Hey,
then
okay.
I switched, bro. And I wanted to become a chef.
You wanted to become a chef?
Yes.
Hey.
From
my
forensic
father
scientist
to
chef.
A chef.
Yeah. Then my father said, hey, yeah, I can't pay fees for somebody who's going to become a chef.
Wow.
No offense to all those guys who have,
yeah,
chefs,
hey,
in
man,
the family.
Chef,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
But that one, it was like, hey, man, my dad is a PhD holder,
hey,
bro.
Your dad is a PhD holder?
Yeah.
Hey,
so,
hey, man, no way.
Tricky day.
Wow.
So, hey, bringing shame to the family. So,
wait.
Yeah, that was on a light note.
Uh-huh.
But for me, landing into law school was...
But did you have an inclination to studying law at any point?
So what our school did at the time, I studied in Jalaram Academy. It is in...
Jalaram Academy, okay.
In Kisumu.
Okay.
So it's an IGCSE school and it has, you know...
You had to say.
I had to say. You must know.
Okay.
It's an international school.
Mm.
So what it has this thing. I don't know if it's still there.
Mm.
But when you're in year... Was it year 10?
Year 10. That's like...
That's like form 3.
Form 3, yeah.
You go for something called a... Work experience. It's like an internship.
Oh,
program.
Wow, that's nice.
Where you can go anywhere,
mm-hmm,
where you feel like, hey, man, I think I'm gonna do this for my future thing.
Oh,
so I landed into, I just said, hey, man, let me give this law thing a shot.
Yeah,
so it's like I went to a law firm.
You went to a law firm,
yes.
Wow.
I got an opportunity to work under an advocate.
Wow.
Who has taken me under his wing till now.
Till now.
That I've joined law school.
Wow.
And still go there.
Oh, that's nice.
So
for the holidays, you can go there and work.
Yeah, so during the holidays, I'm usually there.
Oh,
yes.
Hey, that's
so
really nice.
So that was the beginning and the turning point for me in law school.
Mm.
Yeah.
So now that you've joined law school now, how is your experience? Is it what you anticipated?
Most people join law school thinking they're going to be like the guys in the movies.
In the movies, yeah.
I thought
you
the
thought,
same thing,
yeah,
when I was like, hey, man, I want to become like Harvey Specter, from... What was that
Suits.
Movie?
Suits.
Suits, yeah. Because I want
to... But then if you are going to be a lawyer, you have to at least watch Suits.
Watch
that's
Suits.
A basic requirement.
How to Get Away with Murder.
How to Get Away with Murder, yeah.
So I was like, hey, I wanna become like this guy. But it's more than that, you know.
It's more, yeah.
It's more than that. So the first year of law school will be stressful. If you're in a in a dead-end relationship, just end it.
Hey.
Why am I saying this?
Yeah.
Because... Bro, you're going to uni, number one. You're going to law school.
Mm.
Everything is going to be very different if you're in a relationship. And
you mean like a romantic relationship?
Yes. Just end it.
Okay.
Because you're going to have a lot of time in your area of expertise. And working on them will take most of your time.
True.
You understand?
True, true.
So another thing is that you need to work on getting closer to the... people you know make you happy in law school.
Yeah.
And you need to also figure out what activities make you happy in law school.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what would you advise your the first year you? You're not in first year anymore.
Yeah.
So what would you advise the first year you? What would he do different? Something like that. What advice would you advise someone like is joining first sem now? First sem.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. I'd say that you need to, you know, take stock of your professional goals.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out what you really want to do
mm-hmm.
after law school mm-hmm. with your law degree.
Yeah.
It starts from there. Mm-hmm. You're like, here I am. What is it I'm looking for in this degree?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes.
After doing the degree, what next?
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
So that as a freshman, those are some of the things I asked myself. Hey, man, I'm now here. Wow. Hey, man, say,
yeah.
Mini fresher. So I had to take a step back to figure out, okay.
Mm. I think most people don't do that.
Yeah.
Some people don't do that. And so that's why
it's a very essential part to like know and do. You understand?
Mm.
So what areas of law you are interested in and what do you want to practice? Where do you see yourself in 5 or 10, 15 years and what skills can law school give you to help you get there?
Amazing.
Those are some of the essential questions.
You're spitting
Those are some of the questions you need to know.
Yeah.
When coming to law school, you don't just come to law school. You have to have a systematic plan.
Hey.
You have a plan.
Plan. Strategic
framework.
Plan. Framework.
You need to have a framework.
Legal framework.
You have to have a legal framework.
Yeah.
So
that's really good advice.
Yeah.
I think for me, I am writing a book on the same.
Oh, you're writing a book?
Yeah, I'm writing a book. So
buy
I want
the book. Everyone buy the book.
So you'll buy the book. But one of the few pointers I think I would say is that there are very essential skills you need to know as you join law school. Number one, you have to know what is happening around the world.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you go into a lecture room. Yes, you read the notes, but the lecturer asks, so what do you guys relate this to what is happening currently? Unaona?
Yeah.
And if you don't have a current command of events happening at that time, you can easily find the class to be difficult. So that's one. Number two, you have to know who is the best friend for you to help you in law school.
Yes.
Law school is hard in itself. You can make it harder by having people who are derailing you.
That's why I said, if you have toxic relationships,
if you have toxic relationships, and toxic relationships can actually be even in friendships, so even in platonic relationships,
yeah,
you have to assess yourself. And number three, I would say, it's not that serious, unaona. Sometimes you need to take a day off, unaona. Just enjoy the journey, even though the journey is tea for tough, unaona. Enjoy the journey and ask questions, unaona. Make friends with seniors, people who are doing better.
It will make your life easier for
you. Because me, I remember when I was in first year, I knew that for law, it's about who you know sometimes, unaona. So by the first week, I had met the president at that time of the law school. The president of the law school gave us some pointers. I knew some people like, I think the likes of Mugambi, Tanui, and they were helping me.
Yeah.
Kwanza, I think very, very big shout out to Ayub. Ayub was the first person who gave me a constitution.
Ooh.
Yeah, so those people are the ones who told me where to get the law. Mm. I mean, when you go to a law library, especially even the one in Nazarene, the books are so big. Mm. You don't know where to start.
Where to start.
So a senior will tell you when.
Confused.
Yeah, you can easily get confused. Yeah. So make friends with seniors. And then lastly, have fun.
Yeah.
Law school is fun. I think people say it's
all
depressing
and lonely.
Those are true, but you also find a way to have fun.
Yes.
Join in extracurricular activities.
That's why I said do the things that make you happy.
Okay. And then assignments. Now let's go to assignments.
Assignments.
Maybe what I will tell to my, I know I will not listen to myself. I don't take my advice most of the time, but but I will tell my first year to, if you get an assignment, start it as soon as possible.
Don't wait for the
because
last
me and my
week.
Friends, me and Kina Charlton and Ian, those are my friends, we used to wait until the night that the thing is due. And then now we use that adrenaline to
push it. You to be dark.
I will not advise you.
Yeah, that's a dangerous one.
I will not advise you.
You have to reflect on your working style.
Yeah, you have to think further than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's one of the major things to know. And then what else? Attend conferences.
Yeah.
Conferences open your mind.
Connect with more people.
And connect with more people. Conferences will tell you, you know, like you said, you have to know the interests of law you want. But through conferences, you can know what you want. Because might come to law school and you ask them, do you want to go to criminal or civil? They don't know. If you attend conferences, that's where you
can be able to
You will learn. For now, personally, I'm learning that I love a lot of legal tech.
Mm-hmm. And legal
that
tech.
Legal tech. That's the branch of law that I'm really looking forward to work in. And also volunteer. No, I learn to volunteer. I think in the club leadership, even law school leadership, volunteer. You know, and at the end of the day, it makes you a better person. I can tell you for a fact that Isaac is more different than other people from his class, because I don't even know them. I don't know them. But if you're about that life, you can completely do that. But attend conferences, clubs, talks. I don't know,
do
symposium.
Something.
Yeah, do something. Be out there. You can even start a podcast. But just some people, I was talking to someone, and they were saying that, why would I start a podcast? There are already so many podcasts out there.
Oh,
and you know what I'm telling?
It's different.
What? There are so many people, Onona, because if we just checked our statistics, and some people, majority of the people who are listening to us are in the States.
Are in the States. Not even Kenya.
Not even in Kenya, Onona. Yeah. So the audience is too big. And so just do your thing.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
And also, just to continue on, as a law student, you need to, you know, be aware of the current events.
Yeah.
Follow the news, the legal news, and the others as well. It is helpful to, you know, subscribe to various channels, blogs, and
subscribe to this podcast.
Subscribe to the podcast. You know, things that talk about your area of law that you're interested in, that can also be a helpful you know, area. If you do not like do this already, you need to like just, how do I put this in a more, you know, subtle
way?
Just start.
Google something. Yeah.
And when I said reflect on your own working style, you will have to optimize your work at law school. That's very important. Optimize your work at law school. Sometimes the law school assignments and everything and your social life gets, you know, worked up.
Yeah.
You have friends, you have assignments, and you have things that you need to cover during the day.
Yeah.
Ensure that you have a balance in law school.
Of course. Hey, balance is everything. Balance. Because now some people come to law school and all they do is fun.
Hey. Hey, that one. Hey. Think back on what has and hasn't worked for you in the past.
Yes.
These could be things like, you know, figuring out whether you like, you know, various things that you're doing or not. If you like taking a regular 5 to 10 minute breaks, do that.
Yeah,
it can help you distract your mind a little bit when you have, you know, a lot of workload. How much you sleep matters a lot. Law school. Sleep. Law school, you need to sleep, bro. I can tell you guys that in law school, and the balance side, man, you need to rest. Your brain is like a supercomputer. Melvin, what time do you sleep?
For me, I usually sleep very late because I know I work best at night. So I do a lot. If I'm going to read, I do most of my things at night. But now, it's like you said, you just have to know your working style. What works for you? Yeah, and what about you? Do you think somebody should be writing notes in class? Stuff like that.
So, I'll just summarize, you know, this discussion by saying that if you didn't get, you know, what we were saying, so this is what I'm saying, okay?
keep up with the reading. Keep up with the reading. It's very important. Take notes on the reading before class and review your notes after class.
Yeah.
Take notes. Be ahead of the lecturer.
Yeah, but then that really helps. Being ahead.
Being ahead of the lecturer. When you're going to, you know, present something or learn something new, you have to like have known what it is. Like, it's not fresh when the lecturer is teaching it. You understand? So
And the Indians on YouTube can help you.
Yeah. Indians.
The Indians on YouTube can help you. So just search up the topic way in advance. Have an understanding of what it entails, and just have there. Don't go to a class blank. Especially some lecturers.
You'll be embarrassed. Embarrassed.
Yeah.
Outline your classes in advance, man.
Yeah.
Have a plan. Have a plan when you're going to class.
You can't
just bulk everything. Nasema leo Monday, niko tu na na una form bwana, una plan.
Yeah.
And then don't bother with law school drama, man.
Yeah, but
don't bother with law school drama. And then the most essential one, guys and ladies, work out and eat healthy. Personally, I'm going to the gym. ANU has a gym, and I can tell you,
recently opened,
and I'm loving it because when you're studying, you're not just there to study.
Yeah,
you're just. Manze una workout bana. Zina melt tu pamoja. Ukirudi ukishaoga after ku workout, you come back here. It feels refreshing, man.
Okay.
And I think it makes you be focused. And then lastly, don't stress out.
Yeah.
It doesn't help. Just focus on what you need to know and what you need to do.
Yeah,
Thank you very much.
Yeah, those are really powerful points. I think for me, what I'll part with, but my parting shot is that I was listening to an interview of Will Smith. He was being interviewed, and he was saying one of the things he has realized is that 99% of the things we think about don't happen. Like the negative things we think will happen. You know, now what if I fail? What is this? 99% of those things don't happen. So just be in the present, be in the moment.
Don't stress out.
And reach out if you need any help. And so as we finish, as we come to an end in this of this podcast, we like you to share with your friend if you thought it was meaningful, if you thought it spoke something to you or it inspired something. Share the link. We'll be doing more content. And we are looking forward to being a community of law students who are actually helping each other. So that's it from me today. See you next time.
Thank you very much. My name was. Was.
Your name was.
My name was. I'm fumbling. Okay, that was just on a light note. My name is Isaac Ochieng Ng'onga, student at law school here at Nazarene. Have a good one, everyone.
Okay, see you later.
Hey everyone, it's Carl and this is the Law and Behold podcast. So we are not done talking about this topic. You can reach out on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook and give us your comments.